Chapter 4. Suspects.
Wow, said Holiday.
We were at a coffee shop.
Do you think somebody tried to kill Greg?
What?
No, I didn't say that.
Nobody liked Greg. You found him in the swimming pool, and now he's in a coma.
What do you think happened?
I don't think anything, I said.
It was an accident.
I forgot that Holiday loved mysteries. But now she thought that someone tried to kill Greg.
I didn't like that.
She was accusing my friends of doing something terrible.
But wasn't I thinking the same thing?
Okay, said Holiday, slowly. Well, I'm happy that you messaged me. I didn't think that you were happy to see me on the beach.
No, I said quickly. I was happy to see you.
Are you sure?
Yes, I said. But I know all these people from school, and none of them know that I have a scholarship.
Did you think that I was going to walk up to your friends and say, "Hello, did you know that Lyndon is working class?" asked Holiday.
You don't understand, I said angrily. It's hard when you're different from everyone.
Everyone on the island was rich, and so was Holiday. My life was different, and Holiday didn't understand that.
Holiday was quiet for a minute, and then she said, "Does your leg still hurt?"
I was surprised that she knew about the crash. I wanted to lie, but I said, "Yes, it hurts a lot." Holiday gave me a small smile.
"Okay, let's think about last night. Do you think that it was really an accident? Maybe someone wanted to hurt Greg."
"Nobody wanted to hurt Greg," I said quickly.
"Liar," said Holiday.
"This isn't one of your mystery books, Holiday. These are my friends. I can't just start accusing and investigating them."
"I'm not asking you to accuse or investigate them," said Holiday.
"I just want you to think."
"I think they all wanted to hurt him," I said.
Holiday pulled a piece of paper and a pen out of her bag. "Tell me everything that happened." I told Holiday the story of last night. We sat there in the coffee shop all afternoon. Holiday wrote down everything I said and asked me a lot of questions. I started to feel silly while I answered them. I was sad about Greg, but it was an accident.
"Where was Greg's body when you found him?"
"Half of his body was on the steps, and the other half was in the water," I replied. "And there was blood on the back of his head." Holiday was quiet for a moment, and then she said, "I think that someone moved his body."
"Why do you think that?"
"If Greg fell into the pool, then the blood should be on the front of his head, but it's on the back.
How did that happen?"
"I don't know," I shouted. "Let's talk about suspects," said Holiday.
"Maybe Wells is a suspect," I said.
"Wells and Greg had a fight, and Wells doesn't like Greg."
"Why not?"
asked Holiday.
"Because their dads had some trouble with the law last year," I said.
"Then Eliza and Jasper must be suspects too," said Holiday.
"I know Jasper well," I said. "He didn't hurt Greg."
"Jasper didn't like to fight, and Greg was much bigger than him.
I knew that Jasper didn't push Greg into the pool.
Okay, said Holiday. What about Eliza?
Eliza didn't do it, I said quickly. She has an alibi.
Really, said Holiday. And who is her alibi?
I was her alibi. I knocked on Eliza's door and stayed in her room until 3 a.m. We kissed and talked about life and the party, and then we slept. I woke up and left because I didn't want Jasper or Wells to see me in Eliza's room. But I didn't want to tell Holiday that.
It doesn't matter, I said. But Eliza didn't do it.
Okay, said Holiday. She didn't look like she believed me. Can you show me the necklace?
I put it in her hand.
It's an expensive necklace, she said. A lot of rich girls on the island wear these necklaces.
Eliza was a rich girl.
Anyway, said Holiday, she put the necklace in her bag. I think that we should talk to our suspects.
No, I said.
Michael, said Holiday, you told me everything because you think that something strange happened to Greg. You don't believe that it was an accident.
This was true.
I didn't want to accuse my friends of hurting Greg, but something was wrong.
You're right, I said.
I usually am, said Holiday. I looked at my phone. I had a message from Jasper. It said, "Where are you?"
I have to go back to August House, I said.
I have to go home too, said Holiday. Shall I take you back in my car?
No, thanks. I walked out of the coffee shop, and Holiday followed me.
Do you want to come over to August House tonight? I asked.
I'll message you later.
Okay, she said, but I don't think that she believed me. I didn't even believe me.
See you, Lyndon. She started to walk away.
Holiday! I shouted.
Holiday turned and looked at me.
I just wanted to say thank you. I was very worried this morning, I said.
Holiday smiled.
You don't have to thank me. We're friends.